When you carry out a risk assessment, you should make a record of significant findings and include the hazards, how people might be harmed by them, what you have in place to control the risks, recommendations and suggestions for improvement, details of how and when improvements will be implemented. Any record should be simple and focused on controls. If you have fewer than 5 employees, you do not have to write anything down, but it is useful to do this so you can review it later. For example, if something changes. In organizations with more than 5 employees, it is a legal requirement to keep a formal record of assessments. Review regularly. There is no legal time frame for when you should review your risk assessment, but as a guide, an annual review is recommended. Remember that a risk assessment is a working document. Changes in the workplace may require changes to working practices to ensure the health and safety of employees. Reviews should take place when procedures are revised. Workplace layout changes. There are changes to the task, individual, load or environment. New equipment is introduced. The law changes. An accident or near miss occurs. The purpose of risk assessments is not to tick the box and file them away. Applying the recommendations from the assessment in practical ways is essential to creating a safer working environment and reducing the likelihood of manual handling injuries.